This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's get into the word of God this morning. Job chapter 9, verse 10, it says, which doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without numbers. And wonders without numbers. So God does wonders that cannot be numbered. He does wonders that cannot be numbered. And I pray for you, that will be your experience this week in the name of Jesus. I say this week you will experience wonders that cannot be numbered in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, I'll receive it. The supernatural, I discovered that it's a realm that is superior to the natural realm. And I believe that God's saying to us in this season, that is our season of the supernatural, God is trying to call you and I into a place where we manifest the supernatural in our day-to-day living. Let's look at our text, which is John chapter 3, verse 8. It says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell when it comes from, whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You can't tell hence it cometh, whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. We're looking at what I title, the supernatural church. We're looking at the supernatural church. And the supernatural is a realm that is superior to the natural realm. The supernatural is a realm that God wants the believer to function in. The Bible paints that picture for us in the book of John chapter 3 verse 8. Jesus tells us here that as unpredictable and uncontrollable a wind is, that is how everyone who is born of the Spirit is. Everyone who is born of the Spirit is like the wind, as unpredictable and uncontrollable a wind. That means every believer is designed to function and operate in a realm and a dimension that is superior to the natural realm. That is to say, the believer's natural realm is the supernatural realm. That is your heritage as a believer. Your heritage as a believer is the supernatural realm. That is where God wants you and I to function in. That is how God wants you and I to live here on the planet Earth. And when we talk about the supernatural, we are simply saying subduing natural realms or natural limits, exceeding human boundaries, and delivering divine results. When we talk about the supernatural realm, it is you subduing natural limits, exceeding human boundaries, and you deliver divine results. You subdue natural realm, you exceed human boundaries, you deliver divine results. It is you subduing everything that is natural that limits others. It is you exceeding the boundaries, and also you deliver uncommon and divine results. I pray for you this morning, your life will be filled with wonders without numbers in the name of Jesus. I declare over you this morning, you will exceed every human boundaries in the name of Jesus. You will deliver divine results in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. I pray for you again. You will subdue natural limitations in the name of Jesus. I say you will subdue natural limitations in the name of Jesus. If you are the person I'm talking about, give Jesus your praise this morning. If you are the one, give Jesus praise. The supernatural is not an event. It is part of your life as a believer. The supernatural is a natural heritage of the regenerated. That is to say, it is the natural home of the believer. When you got born again, you were born into a world of signs and wonders. And by divine design, you are to be a wonder to your generation and a sign to your world. You are to be a wonder to your generation and a sign to your world. You are to be a wonder to your family and a sign to your world. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18, which is our foundation scripture for the month of June, which is our month of the supernatural. It says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. This scripture was a prophetic parable or a prophetic rendition for the present day church by the prophet Isaiah. He said here, I and the children God has given to me, none of us is a failure. None of us is a misfit. We are all wired and designed for signs and wonders. We are all wired and designed for signs and wonders. None of us is supposed to operate naturally or ordinarily. As believers, we are all designed by God for signs and for wonders. We are designed designed by God for manifestation of an unusual demonstration of God's power on the planet Earth. We are designed by God to manifest and to display His power whilst we walk here on the planet Earth. That is why every believer is not ordinary. Every believer is an extraordinary human being. Every believer is not ordinary. That is why when anyone judges you by the flesh, they make the greatest mistake of their life. Jesus said, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. If anyone looks at you by the flesh and decide based on what they have known about you in the flesh, that is what your life will look like, they make the greatest mistake of their destiny. Why? Because as a believer, you have been designed by God for signs, for wonders, for manifestation, an unusual demonstration of God's power on the earth. And I pray for you this morning, as you agree with me, I declare this season you will manifest wonders in the name of Jesus. I said this season you will demonstrate the unusual power of God in the name of Jesus. This season you will display the signs of heaven in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. And without faith, it will be difficult for you to function in the supernatural. You require faith to function in the supernatural. Because if you do not believe that God wants you to manifest the supernatural or His supernatural power, then you will not be able to manifest it, even though it has been given to you. So that is why faith is very vital for the believer. Because without faith, you cannot function in the supernatural. You require faith to function in the supernatural. When Jesus walked this earth, He did all He did by faith. He walked this earth, He did everything by faith. And Jesus also wants you and I, as believers, to do everything by faith whilst we are here on the planet Earth. And I pray for you today, as you agree with me, every step you take, it will produce signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. I say it will produce signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe it. Listen, friends, why does God want you to walk in the supernatural? Why do God want you to function supernatural? It's simply because the natural is too limited for the kind of things that God has designed for you. The natural is too limited. The natural world is a limited world. The natural world does not have what it takes to proffer supernatural solutions. The natural world is too limited for the kind of things that God wants to do in your life, for the kind of things that God wants you to manifest, for the level and the dimension God is taking you to, and the things that God wants you to do here for Him on this earth, on behalf of His kingdom. The natural world does not have what it takes to deliver such level of result. The natural world does not have what it takes to bring forth supernatural solution. The natural is, the natural is subject to the supernatural. And that is why God wants you to function in the supernatural. Understand that the natural came from the supernatural, and therefore the natural is limited in terms of what it can offer. It is limited in how resources, it is limited in how far it can go, it is limited in how much it can achieve, it is limited in what it can offer, how far it can go, and how much it can achieve. It is limited how far it can go, how much it can give, how far what it can offer, and how much it can achieve. So God wants you to step out of the natural, because where He is taking you to is very far. Where He is taking you to is very far. What He wants to do in your life is exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or think of. And the natural world cannot give you that. The natural world cannot give you that. Give Jesus praise this morning. So God decided through redemption to empower you and I, empower the believer with the supernatural. By being born again, the day you got born again, you were empowered with the supernatural. So that as a believer, you can rule over the natural limited world. So that you can rule over this restricted world. So that you can rule over the natural world that doesn't have much to offer. So God, through being born again, through the gift of salvation, through redemption, He empowered us to function supernaturally. He empowered you and I to function supernaturally. Know that the natural is too limited for the kind of things God designed you for. It is limited. It is too limited for the kind of things God designed you for. It's too limited. That is why any believer whose hope is only on the natural things, they have failed. Any believer who anchors themselves only on the natural in terms of everything in life, be it your protection, if the faith you have is on that little thing you call gun, you carry around, or the faith you have is in your gated estate with all those high fence, all those concentration camp. If the faith you have, the other day, an intruder jumped through our estate as high as the gate is, the guy entered. And I told my wife, except the Lord watches the city, the high fence is useless. Give Jesus praise. People have been killed with their bodyguards next to them. Them deleted, bodyguard deleted. We know so many famous people in our nation killed last year with bodyguards even dodging the bullets. So the natural world is limited. It's all the faith you have is in the money you have. Money will finish. Money will finish. Money will finish. So God is saying, as a believer, you cannot live your life only hoping on the natural. You must go beyond hoping on the natural. Put your faith in the supernatural. So when the natural world fails, the supernatural kicks in. I pray for you, you will function supernaturally in the name of Jesus. I say you will live supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Hey! Scripture says in that Isaiah 8:18, I and the children whom the Lord had given are for signs and for wonders in Israel. You are not designed to struggle like non-believers and fail like them. You are designed to showcase heaven's culture to your world. You are for sign. You are for wonder. You are designed to showcase the culture of heaven to your world. You are designed to surprise your world. You are designed to be a wonder in the midst of wanderers. You are designed to achieve things out of the natural that will humble naysayers around you. You are designed by God for that. You are designed to fulfill a destiny that is uncommon. You are designed to be a person that is to be envied. You are designed to be a person that is to be celebrated. You are designed to rule in the midst of your enemies. You are designed to be above only and not beneath. You are designed to be the head and not the tail. You are designed to be the first and not the last. I pray for you today, as you agree with me, wherever you are, you will be the ruler in that territory in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, by the supernatural, you will conquer in the name of Jesus. Whatever made you look common before now, I pray for you today, it is cleared out of your life in the name of Jesus. I say it is removed from your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever you require to fulfill your supernatural destiny here on the planet earth, it comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Your days of the ordinary is over in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. I say your days of living ordinarily is over in the name of Jesus. Your days where anything the enemy throws at you touches you, they are over in the name of Jesus. Live supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Manifest the supernatural in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Celebrate the Lord. Give him praise. Thunder after me, I boldly declare, I am designed for signs and wonders. Thunder, I shall live on this earth supernaturally. Say amen. There is a higher level than the natural world. There is a higher level than this natural level. So God wants you to function in the higher level. He wants you to function in the higher level. He wants you to function in the higher level. You cannot live on this earth only depending on natural resources. You cannot. You cannot, friends. You cannot live on this planet earth depend on natural resources. That is why even the unbelievers don't depend on their natural resources. They employ supernatural resources to be able to live on the planet earth. That is why they have marabouts. That is why they have, you know, inyangas. That is why they have, you know, all kinds of magicians. That is why they have all kinds of witches, wizards, who sponsor them behind the scene, who strengthen their altars on a daily basis. That is why they offer sacrifices. They pour out libation. That is why they bring offerings, drink offering, blood offering, money offering to their altars. Because why? They know that no matter how rich you are, if you don't have spiritual backing, the same money they will use it and bury the person. So they go out of their way. They go out of their way to hire all kinds of demonic entities so that they have some sort of spiritual backing. Why? Because you cannot live on this earth depending only on natural resources. You cannot. Hallelujah. You cannot, friends. Believe me. When you look at the scriptures very well, when God brought Israel out of the land of bondage, they couldn't enter the promised land because they were victims of unbelief. God brought them out supernaturally, but they also needed to maintain that faith in the supernatural to be able to come into the land that flows with milk and honey. So they couldn't enter, even though their destiny was the promised land. God prepared the promised land for them, organized it for them, destined them for the promised land, but they could not enter because of their unbelief. The reason why many believers are not functioning supernaturally is unbelief. The reason why many believers are not living their life in the supernatural is unbelief. Listen, the supernatural is not designed for one man that is a star in the church. No, no, no. Every believer is called to live supernaturally. Every believer, and when I'm talking about supernatural, I'm not only restricting it to the eyes open, the blind see, the lame. No, 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 no. You are to do your business supernaturally. That is to say, when they look at the profit margin of your business, it cannot be traced to any economic analysis that leads to paralysis. It cannot be traced to anything like that. It cannot be traced to any economic statistics. That when we look at the profit margin of your business and we look at the projections of the economists, we can't seem to explain how your business is thriving against the inflation rate. That is supernatural. That you're making profit when others are saying there is a casting down, you are saying there is a lifting up. Give Jesus praise. You're paying staffs, taking care of staffs, increasing salaries, doing things, and you know, and yet your accountant, they are projecting, they are saying this, they are saying that, and yet your business is producing results. That is supernatural. That you're opening branches of your businesses everywhere. You're opening branches, you're opening branches, you're opening branches. Where others are failing, you open a branch, the business explodes. That is supernatural. I want business people here, believe God for supernatural manifestation on your business. Now people are selling one house, you are selling 10 houses in 1 week. As an estate agent, they are wondering, how are you selling this thing? That every client you get, the very moment you put in their paper, divinely they are approved because you are involved. My friend, give Jesus praise in this season. People are selling one car. You work in the automobile industry. They sell one car, you're selling 20. And you're not just selling 2 rand car. You're selling 3 million, 4 million, 5 million rand cars. Because somehow, when the supernatural kicks in, it suspends the natural. And when the natural is suspended, my friend, your result becomes outstanding. I pray for you today, you will have outstanding results in the name of Jesus. You shall have outstanding results in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. How do you explain the testimony you heard by Sister Nisi? How do you explain that, you know, a student in her first year has already been employed? It doesn't make sense. I've been given an employment contract. When others were already chartered accountant, we have all kinds of title, ACCA, AWWB. They have all kinds of title. Didn't get a job. Someone in her first year has been given a job and they are waiting for her to graduate to start employment. It doesn't make sense. Supernatural.
So as she is right now, she is an employee of that big accounting firm in the nation, which we will not call the name, because the supernatural kicked in. She got a job in her first year, while others have graduated in the last 10 years, no job. My friend, you need the supernatural. You need the supernatural. Supernatural is not for the lame to walk, the blind see. No, no, no. In your day-to-day living, God wants us as believers to function supernaturally. Give the Lord your praise one more time. I've discovered that there's only one barrier between you and your destiny, and that barrier is called unbelief. They could not enter the land promised them, even though it was designed and prepared for them, because of unbelief. They couldn't enter because of their unbelief. Joshua chapter 5, go with me quickly. Joshua chapter 5, verse 10 to 12. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, on living cakes and parched corn in the self same day. And the manna ceased. Manna will cease in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. I say manna ceases in your life in the name of Jesus. The manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruits of the land of Canaan that day. Manna ceased. The manna did not continue forever. It was a time for them to move to the next level. What was the next level? The fruit of the land. The fruit of the land. Manna was not the fruit of the land. Manna was a temporal provision whilst they were in the wilderness. Manna was temporal provision why they were journeying through, and it has to come to an end. Manna ceased. They moved to the next level. I don't know who you are. Your days of living the manna life is over in the name of Jesus. I call you to the next level of supernatural supply in the name of Jesus. What did manna represent? Manna represented wilderness. Manna represented the land of not enough. Manna represented a place of scarce resources. Manna represented barely making ends meet. Manna represented not enough. It represents deficiency. It represents lack. I pray for you. Your time of lack is over in the name of Jesus. But the time came that God said to them, enough of lack, enough of living from paycheck to paycheck, enough of functioning, you know, based on the analysis they have given to you. I'm about to bring you into super abundant supply. Come into that harvest in the name of Jesus. I say, I bring you into it in the name of Jesus. I speak to you by the Spirit of the living God. The level you are right now, I bring you out of it. I bring you into what God has prepared in the name of Jesus. He said, wonders without numbers. That's where God wants you to function in. Hallelujah. The manna ceased. They didn't see manna anymore to eat. Why? God was taking them to the next level where they will eat the fruit of the land of Canaan. And the fruit of Canaan is a land that flows with milk and honey. It is a place of supernatural overflow. Are you ready for supernatural overflow? I said, are you ready for supernatural overflow? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Manna represented the wilderness, a place of struggle, a place of scarcity and lack, barely getting by, a life of never having enough, barely surviving. And that time, they are, you know, at that moment, you know, when God caused it to cease, he said, I could imagine them crying, but manna have stopped. God said, no. I have something better than manna. I have something better than manna. It was time to change levels. I don't know who you are. I hear my spirit. It is time for you to change levels in the name of Jesus. I say it is time for you to change levels in the name of Jesus. At the end of today's service, you move into supernatural supply in the name of Jesus. Your business enters supernatural supply in the name of Jesus. God caused the manna to cease because he wanted them to go up hither. He wanted them to grow up to the next level. He wanted them to climb up to the next level. A level where they will eat bread without scarcity. A place of abundance, a place of the overflow, a place of the blessing that makes rich and there's no sorrow added to it. A place of supply. supply, supply of the spirit, supply of material things, supply of peace, supply of joy. God wanted them to come to that level. He had to cause the manna to cease, because manna and the fruit of the land cannot coexist. Hallelujah. And in order for you to get there, this is what God is saying in this season. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Hear what the Lord is saying. God bringing you to a place of supernatural overflow. 1 Peter 2, 2. The scripture says, "And newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." So there is sincere milk of the word, and there is also insincere milk of the word. So for a milk to be sincere, it is an indication that there is an insincere milk. And we are talking about sincere milk of the word. We are talking about we are not talking about the latter that kills. We are not talking about the ministry of condemnation. We are talking about the sincere milk of the word. It helps you to grow. The sincere milk of the word of God is the requirement for growth. Because friends, if your level must change, there must be growth. If your level must change, there must be growth. There are certain things you cannot handle at a certain growth level. You must come up. It's like giving a university mathematics to a grade one child. Their mind will just bust. Joy explode. There are things you cannot handle if you're not growing. Desire the sincere milk that you may grow. Emphasis on grow. Emphasis on grow. Where there is no milk, there is no growth. And not just any milk, but sincere milk of the word. Why? God wants you to grow. God wants you to grow. God wants you to grow. If you do not grow, you cannot come into the promise, the land that God has promised you. You cannot function supernaturally. The reason why many believers are not functioning supernaturally is because they are not growing. Because when you grow, your faith grows. When your faith grows, you lay hold. You lay hold. There must be growth. There must be growth. There must be growth. God wants us to grow into the things he has ordained for us. The things that even the Old Testament saints, they look at, they are wondering what a generation we are. The things that the Old Testament saints cannot even understand, because without us, they are not perfected. Hebrews 11, 39, 40 says that all these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. Yet none of them received all that God had promised. For God had something better in mind for us, so that they would not reach perfection without us. We are the perfection. We are the perfection. We are the eyes on the cake that heaven has baked. And God wants you and I to grow into it. All of the prophets of the Old Testament and all of the Old Testament patriarchs and the New Testament saints who had passed on, without us, their perfection is not in view. Without us, their perfection is not in view. The goal of their faith is not in view without us. And we cannot come into that without growth. We are the eyes on the cake of heaven. We are the generation that will beautify what has been done before now. We are that generation. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed this morning? Give Jesus praise if you are. Hallelujah. The New Testament is a revelation of the Old Testament. The Old Testament is Jesus concealed. The New Testament is Jesus revealed. So we are the completion. We are that revelation, or we are the perfection of all that the law and the prophets have done. We perfect that in Christ. That is why the greatest miracle, hear me friends, hear me, please pay attention to this. The greatest miracle heaven has ever produced on the planet is the new creation. The greatest miracle. The greatest miracle is not the blind see, the lame walk. No. The greatest miracle is the new creation. The greatest miracle, because the new creation is the custodian of eternal life. The new creation is the custodian of eternal life. Eternal life is not an event. Eternal life is not an event. One of the sisters of Lazarus, I don't know if it's Mary or Martha. Mary said, you know, he said, we know he will resurrect. He will, our brother will rise on resurrection. Jesus said, no, I'm not talking about a day, because resurrection is not a day. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection and life. And that Jesus lives in you. The Bible says, in him you live, in him you move, in him you have your being. We're not talking about event. So the custodian of eternal life is the believer. The new creation carries God. The new creation carries God. The new creation carries God. The believer carries eternity on his or her inside. The new creation is a container of immortality. The new creation is created after the image of him that created him. The new creation is a reflection of divinity in humanity. The new creation is a carrier of divinity. The new creation. That's who you are. Not your neighbor. Tell them, I'm not ordinary. Some of you are looking at me like, what is this? When you do not have faith in this, you cannot function supernaturally. That is why it worries me when the new creation now is looking for extramural curriculum activity to function. It's looking for salt, looking for armband, leg band, waistband. Do you know who you are? You're a carrier of eternal life. The problem is you're looking at your little self because you don't have six pack, because you don't have this, because you don't have... No. The new creation is not the flesh. The flesh is the earth suit that is given to you so that you can give expression to the earthly world. The pen a student uses to write exam is irrelevant. It's the answers that matters. Because you can give him presidential pen and he writes rubbish and gets zero. Bondo over 10. While another one uses a pen from Marabastat and writes and gets 100%. Because the pen is irrelevant. The answer is what matters. My friend, your body is the pen. The result you produce is the answer. So let henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Don't let anybody deceive you because they have painted an image how a human being should look. He must look tall. He must look this. He must look this. My friend, that's not true. The real you is a carrier of eternal life. Please give Jesus praise this morning. You're a reflection of divinity. Paul puts it this way, 2 Corinthians 6:16, and what agreement had the temple of God? You are the temple of God. You are the temple of, say, for you are the temple of the living God. As God had said, listen to this. He said, I will dwell. I will not send angels. I will dwell. I will not send, I myself will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. God dwells in you as a new creation. God walks in you. Hey, yeah. He is your God. You are his people. Celebrate the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. Friends, you carry eternity. You're a child of God. And because you're a child of God, you are a God on this earth. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 TPT translation. It says, yet we don't see ourselves as capable enough to do anything in our own strength. For our true competence flows from God's empowering presence. Our true competence. You can't look at me and decide on my issue. No. Because my competence flows from the empowering presence. No wonder Paul now said, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can prosper anywhere because my prosperity has nothing to do with the environment. I am the prosperity. When I arrive, prosperity arrives. So many years ago, Dr. B. Winston began to share with us how it was not Dr. B. Winston, Dr. Kenneth Copeland, in one of his books written, The Blessing, how a prison in the United States, the head of the prison began to teach the blessing. Talk about the blessing in that environment, in the prison place where he was managing. The guy was a believer and he caught hold of the blessing. He understood the power of the blessing. He began to speak about the blessing, speak about the blessing, speak about the blessing. Before you know it, he converted all the prisoners. Before you know it, the prison, no prisoner was left in the place. They now had to turn the place into a garden. It's in his book, that big book, The Blessing. Because the new creation enters a place, the empowering presence has entered the place. You enter that office, you carry the empowering presence of God. Oh, they say, they have put some muti on my chair. I shouldn't sit. My friend, sit on it. Sit on it. Sit and sit well, like this. You carry. The very moment you entered, by the empowering presence of God, the demon following the muti ran out. He said the card flows, our competence flows from God's empowering presence. Thunder after me, I carry the empowering presence of God. Say amen to that. I prophesy over you, your season of total victory has arrived in the name of Jesus. I say it has arrived in the name of Jesus. As I close you with these two scriptures, the same 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 to 6, let's read the New Living Translation. It says, it is not that we think we are qualified to do anything on our own. Our qualification comes from God. Nobody can disqualify you. Listen, friends, don't let anybody disqualify you. Don't let anybody disqualify you. Your weakness is notwithstanding. Don't let anybody disqualify you. Remember, the scripture says, he will give you strength. He will be your strength in your weakness. Because people look at you and they judge you and they conclude and disqualify. Don't let anyone disqualify you. Not by your race, by your color, by your face. Don't let anybody disqualify you. I always say to myself, I will do things right in the kingdom. I will so do it right that my race will be irrelevant. That other race will have to come and copy us. Who told you? You know, there's only certain race that must do things excellently well. No. Excellence has no race. There's Jesus attached to it. When you walk into a life church, you can see a place well managed, well run. Year in, year out, audit keeps coming out clean, clean, clean. No embezzlement, no nothing. Even run better than many. Many offices, far better, far better. One sister's mother came some years ago, 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, to the church, and she when the daughter introduced me to her as the pastor of the place, she was still looking for, forgive me, I'm not race bashing. She was still looking for, where is the white pastor in charge of this place? And I'm talking a life thing that, because to her, no man. It's not possible. We are qualified to do anything. My friend, I declare, you will do anything God has called you to do in the name of Jesus. And you will do it well in the name of Jesus. I say you will do it with excellence in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. We qualify to do anything. And the last scripture, 2 Corinthians 9:8. You're a carrier of life, friend. You have life. He said, actually, let me finish that scripture. He said, he has enabled us to be ministers of his new covenant. He enables you. You carry life, he enables you. You carry life, he enables you. And I'm just thinking on the testimony of our dear sister, how no cancer cell can be traced in her again. What? She's a carrier of life. And I can tell you the cancer cells will never return in the name of Jesus. Because she carries life. When life enters, death vacates. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Sufficiency in all things. I pray for you. Your next level is your level of total sufficiency in the name of Jesus. Competence in the name of Jesus. Enablement in the name of Jesus. I declare again, your next level, it is wonders without numbers in the name of Jesus. Total sufficiency in the name of Jesus. Competence, enablement in the name of Jesus. The believer is created in true holiness. The believer is the image of God. And by the reason of this, you are unbeatable in the journey of life. You are unbeatable, my friend. You are unbeatable in the journey of life. Life may come against you ferociously, because I'm not saying that life will not come against you. As long as you live here on the planet Earth, life will come against you. Why? We live in an imperfect world. We live amongst imperfect people. We ourselves are imperfect. So life will happen. Life will come against you. People will happen. Things will happen. But by new birth, you're unbeatable in the race of life. That is to say, no matter the chaos on the earth, you have been wired, designed by God to be unbeatable, to be unstoppable by natural circumstances. That is to say, you can only stop a person whose source you know. But natural things of life don't know your source as a believer. So nothing on this earth, hear me friends, hear me before you walk out of this room, hear me this morning. Nothing on this earth has the capacity to corner you. Nothing. Why? You came from God. Why? You are from God. Why? You carry divinity. Why? You are the expression of divinity in humanity. Nothing can corner you. And I pray for anyone here whose things have cornered because of lack of understanding and lack of knowledge and ignorance. Today, I bring you out in the name of Jesus. I say, I bring you out in the name of Jesus. Whatever cornered you, I deliver you in the name of Jesus. I pull you out in the name of Jesus. Thunder after me, say, I am above. Thunder, I am from above, and I am above only. Declare, say, I am not ordinary. Amen. You're not ordinary. The believer is not ordinary. You qualify. You may make mistakes, you still qualify. Now lift your voice. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank Him because you are supernatural. Thank Him because you have supernatural life. Thank Him because He lives in you. He dwells in you. He walks with you. Lift your voice in thanksgiving. Begin to give Him praise.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.